As we talk volleyball here, Lady Beavers wrapping up their season on Saturday at the 3A Sub-States Volleyball Tournament that was held at Scott Community Events Center. And Scott City dropped their semifinal match to the Goodland Cowgirls. As I'm now joined here with Coach Shelby Kite.
Coach, I know you guys are hoping to make it to the sub-state championship there, but fell a little short there to a very good Goodland team. Went 1-1 on the day. What did you see with your team in both matches?
We did fall a little short. We knew that we were going to be facing them probably second round. We knew it was going to be tough. Obviously, we've seen them several times this year. I told the girls at the end of the game, they did everything that we asked. They communicated well. We did a lot of things. We didn't do a couple little things, and that was the difference, I think, in between us winning and us losing. I felt like we could walk out of here and know that, man, we put up a heck of a fight, because they did. So for that, I think they can be proud.
You go to the first match there, Southwestern Heights. You guys had control of the match. They kept fighting back, but I thought you guys were able to kind of withstand a lot of their runs there in that first set, and I thought that was pretty big for you guys to maintain that consistency to withstand every run.
Yeah, for sure. They're definitely a team. They got a ton of touches on us, which is, kudos to them, but they aren't huge hitters, but sometimes that can be just as hard because balls fall short when they look like they're swinging hard or they're tip a lot. I thought we kept pretty good control the whole game, and so I thought overall that was a very good first one for us, and led us right into the second. And again, I thought we played very, very hard, and we were there and battled, just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Well, yeah, you look at the Goodland match there, and you guys are right there, both sets there. You fell behind a little bit first set, got back to then 24-23. Just kind of felt like, just kind of hit that plateau there, when able to get over that plateau.
Yep, exactly, and that's just kind of what it was. We battled back, and then just lost it right there at the end, and just couldn't ever quite get the lead that we needed. And even in the second, we would lead by one or two and just couldn't ever pull ahead and get a comfy lead. And just again, some little things that here and there got us, but it is what it is. And obviously Goodland is a very good team, and I just think we put up that fight, and if we could have just gotten over, like you said, that plateau, but again, overall, it was a pretty good day.
Well, now you kind of look back at the season there. It was kind of a tough start with a lot of new cast members playing there, significant positions on your team there, kind of up and down. But I think you have to look back, considering everything that's going on, that you guys were playing your best volleyball in October.
That is definitely a fair statement. This season, more than anything, so many ups and downs, and it was tough at times and great at other times. But you're right, we did. We played our best volleyball here in the last couple of weeks, which is exactly when you need to. These girls battled through adversity, but in the end, they bought into it, they listened, they worked hard, they did everything that they needed to. They showed up to practice ready to work, even after bad days. They still came back in with good attitudes, ready to go, and they were a great group of girls to work with. Losing these four seniors is, again, it's tough every year to lose seniors, and these seniors are no different. They brought a lot to our program, with all of their everything that they did, and it'll be very weird to not see them around and get to have them at practice every day. But we just step back in and we get going again.
Yeah, your four seniors are Allie Brunswick. She's been a 3-year varsity player for you guys, the most experience for your senior group there. And then you had, Paige Volgamore as well, and Abby McDaniel, of course, going back to her. Abby McDaniel, 3-year contributor, a big role for you guys and your big success there. And then you have the two newcomers that just kind of, they started out well, had a tough run in the middle of the year, but they really came back. And I think they were, Paige Volgamore there and Brooke Amy were playing their best volleyball at the end.
Yeah, Allie Allie's been there. You know, she suited up as a freshman towards the end, and so it's going to be very, very weird. Mm-hmm. She's been here with me for 4 years, and then Abby, you know, stepping in as a sophomore, and not seeing those two every day is going to be definitely a bit weird, and they've been big contributors to the last few years here and the success. And you know, Paige and Brooke, they stepped in so good this year and brought their own personality and their own drive, and you know, stepped into some roles that, you know, were big for them. And like you said, we had moments of struggling, but they definitely played their best volleyball here at the end. And so I think, you know, those four definitely ended their careers here on a high note, and just proud of each and every one of them.
Thanks again, as always, Coach, all season, and we'll see you around.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.